I'm Nick Lippa here with Phil Aguglia. He's the current high school band director at Kenmore East and grew up going to Hutch Tech High School, where students commonly start learning their instruments in ninth grade as high school beginners. Phil, tell me about how you've carried that aspect of Hutch Tech to Kenmore East.
What I've seen in my career, I actually did some of these, I put together some numbers a few years ago for a particular reason. And what I found was that of all the kids I've started, about 40% of the kids I've taught in 26 years were high school beginners. And of those, I was trying to find a distinction between kids who started in fourth or fifth grade versus kids who started later in life, and whether or not they went into careers in music, were accepted to music schools. And I found no difference. Actually, it was like exactly half. At that time, it was 75 kids and it was like 35 of them were high school beginners that went on into careers in music.
This is something you don't see in a lot of schools, but it does exist in the city of Buffalo and has for decades. You say you are seeing positive results, but I don't see many departments adapting this mentality.
I'll never forget, I had a student teacher working with me, and he was from Fredonia, and the supervisor he had that was a retired music educator from Williamsville said to this kid in an email, get through this chaos at Kenmore East where they start kids as beginners in the high school and they have all these crappy sounds. And then when you go to your second placement at Williamsville, you'll see what a real music program looks like.
So let's say there's a budgetary concern. We can't get kids instruments at a young age. Can you look to a board member and suggest maybe we develop more programs around the idea of high school beginners?
There's not a lot of tolerance for what I'm doing in the early stages. You have to really see it through to the end. And so to sell somebody on that as a standard is not the way you want to go. You really need to get these kids younger because we want to get the imprint in their brain. We want to get them at the younger ages getting music in their soul and the tapping into it. A lot of these kids who come out of the Buffalo schools, I think, that are really talented musicians get a lot of music in their soul from their culture, the church or their clubs that they're in outside of school, their families. And then they bring that with them to school, and it helps inspire other kids. I think that's a good part of it. But you really don't want to take away the access at a younger age. You really want to beef that up.
In your eyes, how do you get more minorities, many of who live in the city, to have a chance at professionally playing in an orchestra one day?
So if we're looking for schools to answer that question about how do we increase more people involved, more people of color in orchestras, schools aren't the answer there. That's a whole different cultural situation. But if you want to talk about how do we educate I'm more interested in seeing kids, all people, become better conversational musicians so that they can express themselves, have music wherever they go, and you put kids, people of different, who have different likes and cultural backgrounds together and see what they can make together. I think that's much more interesting to me. You know, at Kenmore East, like, you could put anybody in my job and they'd probably be successful. I'm not able to do something that no one else could do. But in the city, you look at people like Amy Steiner who are like just knocking the walls down, doing great stuff with kids. That's because they're thinking out of the box.
So how can you make things better moving forward?
You know, you want to fix a problem, put up a full-time teacher in every one of those buildings that can really commit to the kids in that building. It's really about full-time in a building, developing a relationship, because kids need people to trust. And if you're only there part-time, or the school says, well, we don't respect you enough as a teacher to give you we're not going to put your ensemble in the schedule, and you're just kind of an extra body in the building, and when you have time, maybe you could teach some band kids. That's a tough call. That's not good for kids. It's not good for the system. You're wasting resources. And that's my biggest beef with what's going on right now in Buffalo. And it's happening right now as we speak. And things need to change.